from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Wednesday. Man, Wednesday came up quick after that Labor Day weekend. And every Wednesday in this hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, hope you had a good holiday weekend.
Well, we got through the parade and got through the presidential and vice presidential visit. And you think, okay, well, now they're not going to be here for a while. No, they're here now. Yeah, they're back.
Tim Walz will be here this afternoon. Trump's over in Harrisburg, so still in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes.
And then Kamala Harris coming back to Pittsburgh tomorrow. So
I think the governor might want to get a residential tax. They're going to be here so much for the next month and a half because the way the map shapes up, the way the numbers shape up, it all comes down to Pennsylvania. So we are going to see them across the state and certainly Western Pennsylvania. From Erie on down to Greene County and Fayette County, including obviously Pittsburgh, we're going to see them a lot.
And the fact is, mail-in balloting will begin well advance of November 5th. So changing minds or solidifying choices is important now.
That's a great point. We used to say we had election day. We really have election month because once those mail-in ballots start to go out, and they will be going out in a few weeks, the election begins and campaigns start to call people, get people, encourage people to vote, encourage people to apply for their mail-in ballots. And that's why you see this flood that people, I don't know if you've seen them in your house, but you know, these applications that come in from all kind of groups to apply for a mail-in ballot.
Right. There's some confusion. Some people get them and don't realize it's an invitation from these groups to get a mail-in ballot. They are not in and of themselves mail-in ballots.
They are not. No, when you get a mail-in ballot, it comes from the county, whatever county you live in, your county election department.
The reason I bring that up is some people are like, hey, they're flooding me with these ballots. That's that's not the case.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So make sure you read what is sent to you.
Exactly.
All right. And we're going to jump right in. We have with us Vice President of Media Relations for Allegheny County Airport Authority, Bob Kerlick, who we know very well. Robert, good morning.
Lawrence, good to be with you this morning.
You've had a busy summer at the airport.
Bob, first of all, congratulations. I think, you know, for those of us in this region and in this southwestern Pennsylvania, the fact that 3 months in a row you have had record numbers of passengers, meaning Pittsburgh passengers. I know we go back to the old hub days when there would be connecting passengers, but the amount of people that use the TSA, that use the parking lots, that use the car rentals, that you get dropped off, et cetera, you have set records. So congratulations, and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this summer has been really busy out of Pittsburgh International Airport, and the records, even if you look at the total passenger count that we've seen this summer, it's been the busiest summer that we've seen in about since 2005. So really 19 years, the amount of people total that have been out at that airport. And really, when you look at it, 20 years ago, more than half of those passengers were connecting passengers, right? Those were passengers who were never seeing the curb. They were in the airside terminal connecting from gate A1 to D76, and they never went through the checkpoint. But now, the vast majority of the passengers, say 97% of the people, are not connecting passengers, and they're going through the checkpoint. So really, this is the busiest that checkpoint has ever been.
I think it says a lot for our economy as well, because I know nationally the numbers are very high as well when it comes to air traffic. But one of the things we've always heard over the last couple of decades was, you know, when the rest of the country's going through this big boom, Pittsburgh stays steady. Pittsburgh never really goes to the party, so to speak, if you will. But this time, Pittsburgh is going to the party.
Yeah, and definitely. And I think you hit the nail on the head too, Rich. I mean, we are. This is something nationally that we're seeing. Air travel certainly has been busy, but really, when you look at it, what we've went through here in Pittsburgh, as we all well know, you know, after the hub, the airport went through some tough times, and the air service really dipped. You know, we went from a high of 20 million passengers back then to you know, less than 8 million passengers. And really now, with in the last 10 years, we've seen a big increase. Last year we finished well over 9 million passengers. We're, you know, fingers crossed, we're on track for, you know, close to 10 million passengers. More could exceed 10 million passengers this year. We'll see how the numbers turn out the rest of the year. But really, we've seen a big increase over the last 10 years. We've gone from 36 to 62 nonstop destinations. Which is fantastic. We've added 7 new airlines, including British Airways, Iceland Air, Spirit, Frontier, when you look at the growth of the ultra low cost carriers. And so, it's been a big increase from all sectors, but really, you know, particularly giving people a wide range of options on what airlines they want to pick, what they want to fly out of Pittsburgh International.
And we want to continue the conversation, Bob. You got a few minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. And we want to talk about that. And also what you've been able to increase is the not just the passenger travel, the commercial travel that they're utilizing Pittsburgh's airport for all these other delivery services, basically, right?
Yeah, they're doubling. We want to hear from that, Bob, when we come back about the cargo, Amazon doubling their flights and FedEx and UPS as well. So it's and the post office. There's a lot of great things that are happening with the cargo and the things as well when we come back.
The relations with the Airport Authority. Pittsburgh International is our focus this morning with Rich Fitzgerald. And Rich, in your 12 years as Allegheny County Executive, this has been part of a vision you've had for our regional future too.
Well, I remember, you know, when I campaigned back in 11, the business community and the community at large was about the airport. Get more flights. When we lost the hub, we lost a lot of connectivity to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. So it really became a number one priority. And in hiring Christina Cassotis about 10 years ago now, when she came in and we got the gas revenues from the royalties from the Marcellus Shale gas, it changed everything. And they put a process in place, a plan in place in which they have added more flights year after year after year. We had a little bit of a hiccup when COVID hit and the industry took a downturn, but it's come back very strongly. And with, you know, British Air and, as Bob mentioned, Iceland Air and so many others, it's really on the upswing. And, so Bob, kudos to all of the team that's out there. One thing I also want to give you guys praise for is you are rebuilding an airport while you're doing all these great things. And there almost has been very little disruption and interruption to the traveling public, which other airlines around the country have experienced. So talk about that a little bit and how you planned that process.
Yeah, first, one point, even when you were talking about hiring Christina at the time, Rich, if you recall, I was a reporter for the Tribune Review. And I remember you said at a press conference one time, I want to hire somebody who wakes up every day thinking about how to get more flights at Pittsburgh International Airport. And I was a reporter at the time, and I kind of laughed. And then, lo and behold, that's what he did. He hired somebody who thinks about how to get flights every day at Pittsburgh International Airport. So it really came full circle for me. But to your point about the new building project, yes, absolutely. The that's been one of the main goals for the new terminal is really how to minimize passenger disruption. And we so far, there have been some disruptions. People, as they come into the airport, they'll notice the construction a little bit with the lane changes. And certainly the center core is closed. But for the most part, though, you know, we've worked really hard to try to reduce passenger passenger impediments, really, as they get to the gate with throughout the construction process. And if you compare that, if anybody's been to New York and if they remember what LaGuardia was like trying to get through during the construction process and a lot of other airports, you know, it was certainly a much, much different experience. So we've been able to do that because we're building a new landside terminal, which is right up against the airside facility. So we've been able to get that construction moving and get that thing built with really minimal passenger disruption, especially when you look at what has taken place at other airports across the country.
And how is that part going? I know that the goal is 2025. Are we still on track at some point next year to open the new airport?
We're still looking at 2025. We don't have a date yet. Hopefully we'll have that within the next several months here. But yes, certainly looking at 2025 for the new opening date. It's going to be the new terminal. When you come into the airport right now, when you, as I mentioned, where those construction lanes are, if you look out into the distance, you can really see the new terminal. They've got it. It's completely enclosed. They're working on the interiors now. The drop ceiling with, if you've seen any of the renderings, there's a drop ceiling with that looks like wood, plenty of natural light. It's going to cut the passenger time that takes you to get to your gate in half. Because the people mover will be gone. And when you walk through the center core, or excuse me, when you walk through the checkpoint of the new terminal, you're going to be walking right into the center core. So it's going to be a much, much more efficient experience. And as far as baggage claim goes, we're eliminating 8 miles of bag belt, right? So everybody would, if you remember the U.S. Airways, particularly if you're flying on U.S. Air, that baggage system has had complaints from the beginning in terms of how long it takes to get bags. That's all going to be gone. The baggage system is be much, much more efficient process for all the airlines.
And wait a minute. No more. This tram stops at gates A, B, C, and D. There's no tram.
The train will be going away. That is correct.
Sorry about that, Larry. What are you going to do? Hey, Bob, the other thing I want to give you guys a lot of credit for, in addition to building this, you know, billion and a half or so project, the training, the Pit to Work program, in which we are giving young people particularly training in the ability to create a career for themselves that is, quite frankly, a game changer for that. And I think you just had your 80th graduate the other day, if I read that correctly. Talk a little bit about that Pit to Work program.
Yeah, so Pit to Work really is a think of it as a training program for the construction trades industries. And what we've been able to do is take our building project and use that as a opportunity to train people that are looking to get experience to get into
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The trades in the construction industry. So we actually tomorrow we're graduating our fifth cohort, our fifth class of graduates. We've gotten about 80 people that have gone through the program so far. And last week, Larry and I talked a little bit about this last week. Last week, we celebrated our one-year anniversary of the Pit to Work program by inviting a lot of the graduates back. And so it's really a workforce initiative, if you think about it, from what we're doing is really designing, it's designed to eliminate barriers to entry. So it's part of a three-legged stool, if you will, that we're working on at the airport with workforce development, with the Fit to Work training. It's the one-year anniversary of the Child Care Center. And we've also worked with PRT to increase some additional public transit to the airport. So something we're really proud of. It's really changed a lot of lives. People that have gone through the program to have meaningful careers. And with the one-year anniversary, we heard a lot of the students speak, and they really were really happy with where they are in their lives now, making good money, employed by unions. And some of these people that have gone through the program are actually working out on the new terminal project full-time for different contractors as part of different unions.
And we'll see them at different projects around this region, building, whether it's at the hospitals or our road construction, mm-hmm. a lot of the infrastructure that's going to be done. Exciting stuff.
Thanks for the update, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank
we'll
you
keep us posted on what's going on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bob Gerlich at Pittsburgh International Airport from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. So we checked air. Now we're going to check land. And our next segment, we're going to check sea. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour. Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And so we talked about the airport. Ellen checked us out on the ground conditions. Now we're going to go the rivers, along the rivers.
One of the things we like to talk about during this segment all the time is the quality of life of this region, which most of us love because of the beauty we have and all the things that go on. And probably nobody contributes more to the making sure the outdoor quality of life than our friends called the Friends of the Riverfront. And we have Kelsey Ripper with us today. And Kelsey and her team came up with an idea to take a bunch of elected officials and former elected officials on a kayak trip down the Allegheny to kind of highlight what's going on with our infrastructure in the rivers. Hello, Kelsey. Welcome. And tell us a little bit about that.
Hi. Thanks. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for that very kind introduction. So, yes, we took about 50 people down through from Springdale Borough through the Cheswick Dam to Harmer Township and about a week and a half ago. And we really wanted to use the opportunity to highlight the value of our lock and dam system for recreational and commercial use. There has been a decline in commercial use of the locks, which could result in a reduction in service that's going to affect both commercial and recreational use. So your power boats and your non-motorized boats. And so we really wanted to get some eyes on that situation and talk to elected officials about it. Our hope is to do an economic impact study of the rivers so that we can really make a good decisions about how to manage our lock and dam system going forward and make sure that it continues to be accessible to commercial and recreational use.
How does this work in terms of getting enough funding? Because that can't be an inexpensive operation to redo a lot of these locks and dams.
Correct. Yes. So any infrastructure project, as most people know, is a costly endeavor. So by getting the data and the facts that we need in order to make those decisions is how we're going to be able to look at where that funding is coming from, because there is a lot of money that is being generated by these locks and dams, not just commercial, but recreation as well. And so we need to understand where we could be looking for additional funding to maintain these and to keep the rivers accessible.
And Kelsey, you know, we talk about the rivers right now, but what you really have done and your organization has done is really brought the rivers back to us Pittsburghers using it, not just in industry that we've had for obviously decades ago, but now as part of our life, as part of our recreation, and the trails that you've been able to build and maintain that we now, quite frankly, take for granted, the trail that goes all the way from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C., and the one going up the Allegheny is going to get built all the way to Erie. Really, some of the things you've done has just been tremendous for this region. Tell us about some of the activities. I think the email I saw you put out, summer's not over. We still have summer to go, and you've got some events coming up in the month of September. Yeah. Tell us about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So Friends of the Riverfront has been focused on making the riverfronts accessible to the public for 33 years now, actually. And the focus has always been on developing or building and maintaining and promoting the trail systems. So that's the Three Rivers Heritage Trail and the Three Rivers Water Trail. And our Three Rivers Heritage Trail is right now about 35 miles of trail, of bike and running trail through the city and through surrounding areas in Allegheny County. And then the Three Rivers Water Trail is over 30 access points to launch paddling boats along the rivers in Allegheny County. And so through the development and stewardship of those assets, we are able to make sure that our public has an opportunity and to enjoy the rivers and all the benefits that they bring. And we do that through a couple different programs, and one of them is our stewardship program. And I don't think that a lot of people realize how much the maintenance of the trails relies on volunteers. It's volunteers who are out there picking up litter and planting and caring for trees, cutting back vegetation. And so we really provide opportunities for people to give back to this asset that they love so much and appreciate. And so we have lots of work days, public work days, that people can come out and join us. We have all the equipment. We give, cover all the bases of safety and instruction. And so people can get out there mostly on Tuesdays. And we have them all throughout the day. And we have them all posted on our website. And we also have volunteer programs like our employer work days. And we have trail stewards who work on their own and adopt certain sections. And we also have trail ambassadors as well who are out there volunteering along the trail with a smile and a map and a helping hand. So there's just a lot of ways to get involved to support our trail system in Allegheny County.
Friendsoftheriverfront.org is a resource. And
yes.
What they do, again, the energy and enthusiasm you and your team and the volunteers have, the love of those rivers and the riverfronts are something, again, somebody who grew up here and was, like a lot of mothers, was told, stay away from the rivers.
Right.
Stay away
remember
from the
rivers. Tom Murphy, our former mayor, used to say, that was, mm-hmm. he remembers his mom, stay away from that river.
And you've now got us to go back to the rivers, Kelsey, you and your group. And yeah. As an adult, I can tell you, using those rivers and with my kids and grandkids, it's just, we want to make sure that you're supported. You keep doing what you're doing to support all of us. It's great stuff.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you, Kelsey. Keep up the good work.
Kelsey Ripper is the executive director again. Friends of the Riverfront. Check it out. Wrapping up our visit with Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, I got to ask you, since this would be something, if you were still Allegheny County executive, you would be in the middle of, and it's kind of an interesting thing where either party in the presidential campaign can agree on much. The one thing they agree on is stopping Nippon Steel from taking over U.S. Steel and making it a foreign-owned entity.
Yeah, and I think the concern, and I've heard Senator Ward and others, you know, are there going to be investments in these factories, in these plants in the Mon Valley to keep going? We know they're old plants. Some of them are over 100 years old. U.S. Steel obviously is selling. They want to get out of the board of directors, the stockholders, et cetera, want to sell. Who do they sell to? And I think for people like myself, my concern is, will the plants keep running and will the jobs be there? And not only will the jobs be there, but will the pensions be protected? Will the pay be good? Investment in the future. So I think obviously during a presidential campaign, a lot of political rhetoric's going to be said and nationalism starts to come about. And, I think maybe after the election, there may be some more negotiation or maybe some things that the USW, the United Steelworkers, would like to see. But the important thing, I think, is that there's an investment that goes into those plants and goes into the jobs and the future of what we have here in manufacturing in the Mon Valley.
Well, hopefully. And Marty talked about this yesterday. Okay, what's the other plan? If they don't do this one, with $1 billion being held as a carrot over the Mon Valley Works and if they maintain the contracts. Of course, the union saying it's a press release, not a contract, which says there's some room to negotiate down the road to maybe find a place.
You would think exactly what you're saying, and I think Marty asks the exact same question, the exact right question. This organization, this company, wants to put $1 billion into investing into, you know, the infrastructure of the industry. Is there an alternative to that? Maybe there is. I haven't heard one, but if there is, let's get to the table and figure out a way to make those plants and make the company strong for the future.
All right, Caitlin O'Connor with Rich Fitzgerald. Good to see you, Caitlin.
You too, Larry.
Thank you. And Rich, we'll see you again next Wednesday.
And we are going to talk, I mentioned this last week, the foreign investment, Pittsburgh being number two. We're going to delve into that a little more next week.
All right. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.